Blog Talk Radio.
All I do is stay focused, looking straight forward at the world and beyond. I feel people pulling me down. I feel some pulling me up. I can't get stuck. I just keep moving forward. I got places to go, man. Let's go.
Good evening, podcast audience, and welcome to the live Sunday evening podcast hosted by presidential candidate for National Postal Mariners Union, Local 304, Kenny Hodge. Let's talk about work environment. Let's have a podcast.
Hey, what's going on, podcast audience? Yeah, this is the guy, Kenny, and we're on
Kenny Hodge at the Dark.
Hey, listen.
Y'all crazy, man, okay? Y'all crazy right now. Just off the chain right now.
They all on? Yeah, David's here. Hey, listen.
What up, Cook?
What up, man? This is what we call backstage at the party. Okay, listen, I got the cast.
You know what?
Here. You know, me, Brent, and Red, and we about to give you another version of some work atmosphere along with some other shit. First thing I want to say to the
damn
audience.
Damn right. You know, this Jay Z in the house, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Guitars extraordinaire, you know, and anything like that, you know? So, hey, I want to give a shout out, Ken Hodge. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of information over here. Everybody should be subscribing and liking this and sharing this, getting the word out. Tons of information over here. You know what I'm saying? And I was not paid to say that.
Excuse me, Mr. Brantley. I'm a caller calling in from Wyoming. Is it true that Kenny Hodge is running for president?
Hey, look here, get up off my phone, Mike. Hey, man, look a quick. Is somebody play on my phone, Mike?
Hey, listen.
You from Wyoming. I don't care. I'm from Columbus.
I'm going to move to Kentucky just so I can vote for him.
Hey, dude, take it down a little, okay?
It's an easy day. Easy. Hey, but you know what?
Easy, man. Easy. Don't be like D-Red.
But on some real shit, though, man. I mean, what's really going on at work, though? On some, you know what? Hey, there ain't no filters needed here. What the fuck really going on? Somebody tell me.
Well, I put it to you like this. I don't even know what to say, man. I'm at loss for words, man. I'm at loss for words. All I know is this. We need help. We need help, man. We need help, bro. We need help. If we gonna stay afloat, we need help.
Did you hear Dave Red put that background music in?
Hey, man, put my theme song up to the mic, Dave. There, put it up to the mic.
Oh, shit. Hey,
that's my theme music.
Hey, but listen, here we go. That's all, man. You know, sometimes you gotta exhale. It don't matter about no contract. It don't matter about who's getting over on who or what the union is giving away today. That doesn't matter. Sometimes let's just have fun. And having fun.
True.
I want to say that we are, while having fun, this time to take notice that we are in desperate need of some upgrades in our unions, man. I'm sorry.
Definitely,
upgrades, man. Because it just seems like the focus of being about the member is gone. And damn it, if you're not going to grasp that focus, there's no need for you to be a steward.
All right, hey, check dig, man. Check this out, though.
I'm gonna switch gears on this, man.
Go ahead,
and,
man.
Can you tell us some of the reasons why you feel like you should be the prez? Give us a few reasons. Give us a few solutions.
Okay.
Give us a few solutions or a few things that you're trying to accomplish by being that if you win the new prez that you will be working on.
Hey, hold on. This is the Kenny Hodge podcast. We're going to replace that if with when. When you win, what you going to do? We don't. Hold on 1 second. Whoosh. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah,
okay.
Man, it's Kenny Hodge podcast.
Go ahead. Here we go.
Yeah.
One of the things that I want to do is I want to make sure that they know what they know. I want to tell anybody who has matriculated in any universities, you have more than one book. Listen to me. On contract, that's one thing.
I wish Tony could have made it. Tony wanted to get one, too, man. That rain did it. That rain put us out.
Where you at?
Yeah, man, I'm still with y'all.
Yo, man, you know what I'm saying?
The topics of the world, you know what I'm saying? The topics of the world will bring the man down to have the downtown clown.
You're going to get fired for that, man.
Tony said, what? Who? Why? Where? I'm trying to buy the guitar amp, man.
Huh? Yeah, I would definitely have to.
I'm trying to buy this guitar amp, huh? What? Hang on.
A short intermission while we get our thoughts together. Let's go.
Can y'all still hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, music is being provided by David Redd. Yo, man. Brent, we over here talking, and all of a sudden, all I heard was, I wish my man Tone could have heard. I'm like, where we at? What happened? Trying to grow some new shit? We got a new script? But anyway, D-Red, Brent, you with us, man?
You sure?
I don't know. Yeah, on hold. He's still
online.
Yeah, I don't know where he at. But, yeah, man. All right. We're about to end this podcast, Bradley.
So soon?
Nah, we still got time. But okay. I didn't hear D-Rag. Hey, but listen, D. I'm some for real shit. Never mind the future, the filters. What do you think needs to take place in that building right now?
We need change, man. You know, it shows because, matter of fact, management got all the power.
Yes, they do.
We have no power at all.
We exercise none. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? We got a passive. I mean, real passive. And if I offend you, I'm sorry. But we have a passive union steward. You know? And put it this way, union president.
And you know, so the president goes, so goes the union.
So the union. Because it's weakened. You know what I'm saying? It's weakened. And it's weakened by numbers. You know? And when you have a postal picnic and everything like that, we're all supposed to come.
Whoa, a postal outing? We don't.
Postal outing. You know? And we should have more people there. You know what I'm saying? And we should have. Man, you know, with this change, man, we should set up booths, man. And for everybody to get to know their president know the stewards.
And you know what's so funny? And again, I always say this, and if you know me, you know I'm not playing.
Right.
Once I'm elected, not knowing who your local president is, that will not be heard of. That, that just because, you know, when you come on down into the work floor and you go to plants, I don't want to just say hello.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I can't ask everybody.
Right.
But there's going to be some millions. We're going to have questions. Hey, how do you like working here?
Right.
Is there anything your union can do better for you?
Right.
Now, you might have some legitimate things that we're going to look at. Or you just might be one of those people who need to get something off your chest.
Right.
Well, guess what? I'm going to let you do that too. But we're going to interact.
Right.
And I don't see that. And I've not seen that in the time since I've been in Millhill.
Right. Now, how many stores can you have per tour?
Now, what happens is it's based on the number of mail handlers that you have. Under 100 gives you one number, and I think it's 3. I don't have the contact in front of me, but I know it's based on the number of mail handlers that you have on a tour. We'll tell you how many regulars, how many alternates you are allowed to have.
So if you have a store in your unit, you know what I'm saying, particularly in your unit, how many are they posted? Are you going to have them in sections?
No, what happens is once you have stewards, based on the number of stewards you have, you take the number of sections and they split them up. Or if you've got a real senior person, he may take more sections than the rest. But based on the number of stewards, you have to find a way to divide all the sections to a steward.
Right.
Right.
Now I'm going to throw this out there, you know what I'm saying, because I know when you was president before, and everything was running in perspective, the way we talked about this before, you know, and we got to know the stewards that we had on hand and know exactly what steward we can go to, and we should be able to go to any steward and get an answer. You know, it shouldn't be this separatism that, how you go to the steward because I don't have the answer. Every steward should have be on a page.
And you know what? And you're right. But again, it takes time to get there. But you got to want to be there. And anytime
right.
you ask any steward under my administration a question, they don't have the answer. And again, they are going to become comfortable saying to you,
right.
I don't know right now. Let me get right back to you.
Right.
And you know what? After usually the answers, the questions are going to be repetitive. So you might ask me a question today. As a new steward, and I got to research it. But once I answer you, there's going to be some more people ask me that question.
Right.
Now I don't have to research. I can just give them the answer I researched for you
right.
and start to build what we call an expert power base. Because if you're a steward, the people who pay union dues, whether you are new or whether you've been there 20 years, they expect you to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not know, but you better know where to find. I'm saying you don't have to know the answer to the question, but you better know where to find it out. That you better know. I'm
right.
sorry.
Right. So
and when I say you better know, all you got to do is call your steward.
Right.
You call your branch president or you call your local president. I guarantee you call me that it's not an issue anymore.
Right.
So when I say you better know, it's not like, as you said, I got a box cutter to your neck without training. No, we're going to train you on that. And I want you. And I want you, as a steward, knowing that I can go to my branch president, or I go to my local president, and everything gonna be all right.
So I should be able to come to you with confidence.
You're right.
That you gonna have the answer
Thank you.
That I need.
Or I'm gonna get the answer.
Or you're gonna get the answer. You know
quickly,
what I'm
exactly.
Or we gonna work together and research that answer together.
No, watch this. I'm not gonna go. Watch this. You gonna come to me, and I'm gonna have the answer. I'm just. Watch this. I'm just going through a scenario with you, but I get you, though. Yeah, you're going to come to me, and I'm going to have the answer for you. And if I can't, I got a cell phone, I got a staff. Hey, listen, I'm having a little issue right now with ARPA 25. I'm understanding it to say this. I just want to check with my staff real quick, and then I'm going to do that in front of you. Might be on speakerphone, because this is what you call confidence in the organization.
Right.
Now, and again,
that's what we lack.
And that, yes, that's what we lack. They don't even try anymore. I think that they become comfortable knowing it's just okay. And it's not okay.
Because, you know,
And transparency. Transparency, basically.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's back now. You know what, man?
I said, hey, it's transparency, basically. Basically, what you were saying, you want to see some transparency.
A lot of transparency, Dick. I'm going to have to call you, Dick now, bro. Because I have,
because you just want to see, you know, when you go to, when you go to a union store, all you want to see is some transparency. That's all you want to see. All you want to see is it in your face, done in your face, resolve the problem, move on. That's all you want is transparency. I have no problem with the union. I have no problem with the union at all. I mean, I love the union. I mean, shit, unions forever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not against the union at all. I just want more knowledge of the union. What I really want is the union like to have a town hall meeting or something every once in a while and keep the employees on the floor up to date, up to speed on what's going on around them. Because there's some people in there just walking around working and they don't know nothing about the job. And that's the worst.
And you know, like, just for a quick example, one of the things that when I was president I used to do is when we had our union meetings. Now, I recognize that's a 24-hour operation. I also recognize that I have important information to share. So what do? We had union meetings. How do we have them? All day. Every tour had their meeting. Not one meeting for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I went with the chief stewards. You tell me the best time for your tour. And again, because my local didn't want to give me money for the room, so I paid for it out of my own pocket. But we had a room, the suite,
your
the hotel.
Mom. Yeah.
So we had a suite at the hotel for all day. Me and my stewards chipped in. We provide refreshments. This is what we did, and you know why we did it like that? We did it like that because it was important to me to do everything I can do to get you to that meeting. Now, I don't see that anymore. When you have a 24-hour operation and you have one meeting at one time a day, you automatically exclude two tours. They're not going to do that. I want everybody to be a part of what we're doing.
We're not informed on a lot of stuff.
Because they don't know, man. I'm sorry. They don't.
I mean, he posts papers, man. But then, you know, just like when we had the post for Allen, you know, he had two separate dates up there.
Well, you know what? And again, we're just talking team building and what I'm going to do differently. But this is why I keep bringing it back to the local president, man, because as local presidency, I'm going to take that responsibility on the branch presidents to make sure you don't just post something. You post, you repost, and you go talk to people. You have that face-to-face. Have that interaction with Mill Hill, because when you just take a flyer and post it on a bulletin board, what you're saying is, okay, I want to check the box to say I did it. I don't care if you come or not. And that's not me. I don't want to check the box. I want you to be present so that you can enhance the event.
Do you think anybody know who the local president is right now?
Well, let me say this, okay? Because I was in the building one day, and he walked through. And he walked through a whole work area of mail handlers and didn't stop to speak to nobody. Now, again, it may have been an emergency situation that brought him there, and he was doing a direct beeline. But I hope I'm never in that much of a rush that when I come visit plants, that I don't stop to speak to every male member, not some, that's in my path. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go through every nook and cranny in the building, but there won't be a male handler, and I challenge you on this. There won't be a male handler that I pass that's not going to get it. How you doing? Handshake or something. That's not going to happen. So I don't know what they need to do, but what I do need, I know one thing we need to start by doing, and here I go on the planned platform again. On the platform again. You got to get me, got to get me in the office, because I'm telling you, a vote for Kenny Hodge, I'm going to change so much and be comfortable with the change, because I'm not adding anything new. The change is going to come because we're going to enforce that which has already been bargained for. You know what I'm saying? He said, whenever you said the Giants score a touchdown, I don't want them to think about me. But anyway, I don't want to be like that, man.
This just ain't burying you, man.
No, man. I'm just letting me be for
it. Just burying you with questions, man. That's all we're going to do.
Like, what happened to him? I don't know. Last time I heard, he was having a rally or something, and then he's there no more.
He's just
a man. But
Jimmy Hoffa was serious.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, though.
He brought his point across, and they listened.
Now, my wife's father was from those eras and part of those squads with Jimmy.
Yeah.
But we don't have to bargain like that today.
No.
Not that much, you know what I'm saying? Not that much. But we don't have to bother like that today.
You gotta push the button.
All we gotta do today is immerse ourselves with knowledge, and when you speak, because the postal management don't study.
No.
They don't study shit. Everything they do is because somebody else told them, until you get to the law departments. So when you start to talk to them and you quote regulations and shit, they don't read this. I know they don't. So now you start to get their attention. And I want to make sure that presidents, stewards, everybody reads, and everybody, when you talk to postal management, we're going to make them study. We're going to make them be proficient in what they do. And if we force them to be proficient, then as we go through the grievance procedure, they're going to see, you know what, yeah, we kind of messed this up. Yeah, we screwed the pooch over here. Let's pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, that's how we're going to get down.
Yeah.
Branch, you still there, baby?
Yeah.
That's transparency.
I'm here, my brother.
I got you, man. Oh, shit. He said, well, what's really going on this podcast, goddammit? Hey, but listen, man. Yeah, this is definitely going to have to get released. After I'm elected on Shades of Black.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
You stupid, man.
When I'm not immersed in postal manuals, this is what I do.
Yeah. Just unwind, man. We just, you know, just chopping it up. That's it. You know, and like I said, great topic. You know what I'm saying? We all love the post office. And that's just the way it is. I mean, whether it's good, whether it's bad, I love it. I mean, I've just been there so long. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Once you be at a place for so long, you done been through all the battles. I done been through all the battles, man. Now I'm into the teaching now, where I want to show people, look, this is how this goes. No, not that, this way. You know, because we need more of that, too.
Yes, we do, my brother.
We do.
But listen, we're gonna have to land the mothership, man. And we're gonna pick this up again next week when you're here. And
let's
we
land.
Wanna walk people.
Hey,
first
man,
time.
Y'all cats be cool, man.
Yeah, man. And you be cool too, my brother.
Love you, man.
All right. Haas is out, man. All right, boom. I'm gonna have to listen to both of them, man.